Well, as we just heard, a majority of Pennsylvanians want lawmakers to do something about climate change. And an annual environmental scorecard tracks how state legislators vote on climate and other environmental issues. In many parts of the state, that voting record is pretty dismal. Conservation Voters of PA and partners put out the scorecard each year. To get more traction on environmental issues, they're putting money and resources into endorsing candidates to flip Pennsylvania's Republican-controlled legislature. Josh McNeil is executive director of Conservation Voters of PA, and he joins me now to talk about it. Thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Your organization has spent about $1 million in this election to turn Pennsylvania's General Assembly blue. With additional money from other environmental groups in the state, it's $2 million. You need to flip 9 state House seats and 4 state Senate seats. Why this push now?
For a couple of reasons. The Pennsylvania House of Representatives has been the origin of almost a decade of bad environmental legislation. The House of Representatives under Speaker Terzai was essentially an arm of the natural gas industry. They worked tirelessly to cripple the Department of Environmental Protection with budget cuts and to remove any ability it had to protect our air and our water. They gave hundreds of millions of dollars in tax breaks to industries that gave them campaign contributions and not to small businesses. Even in COVID times, they were putting $670 million actually into petrochemical plants rather than the small businesses that actually employ most Pennsylvanians. So it was time for a change. We hoped after Speaker Terzai stepped down that the new speaker would change that attitude. But one of the first things that he said in a public meeting was that cutting the Environmental Stewardship Fund that funds our parks and our open spaces in the state was one of his first legislative priorities. So we had no choice. There's been an all-out assault on our ability to keep the air that Pennsylvanians breathe and the water that we drink clean. And the only way to fix that is to change who's in charge of the state house.
Can you give me an example of a key state house race that you think that you can win?
Sure. So there are 3 really interesting races in Allegheny County. In House District 28, Emily Skopov is running to replace Speaker Terzai. In House District 30, Lissa Geiger-Shulman is one of my favorite candidates in the whole state. She is really committed to taking care of her community's public health, their air, their water. She is running to replace Representative Ms. Gorski, who in her first term in office has voted against the environment literally 100% of the time, has not cast a single vote that would do anything to keep air and water clean. So excited to replace her with an environmental champion. Same in House District 44. Michelle Knoll is running against Representative Gatos, another freshman legislator who has voted against the environment 100% of the time. So the opportunity to replace Mike Terzai and 2 0% environmentalists with 3 champions, 3 strong women who have kind of clearly demonstrated their commitment to their community is something we couldn't pass up. And we're excited to invest in those races and to try to help them win.
Why do you think it's likely they could win?
Allegheny County is changing in some really interesting ways. You've seen in the last couple of years a number of strong progressive leaders take office. I'm thinking about Representative Summer Lee, Representative Sarah Inamorato. The political environment in that area is changing significantly. And I think the Trump administration has, you know, in polarizing the country, has also polarized different regions and changed the political calculus. And people who, you know, might agree with the Republican Party on a lot of things, but don't agree on some of the more egregious things that the Trump administration has done, are looking for new places to go. And we've seen polling that shows that all 3 of these candidates are winning over not just Democrats and independents, but like significant numbers of Republicans as well. So I think all 3 of them stand a really good chance. And that block of 3 new legislators is going to be from Allegheny County is going to be key to changing power across the state.
What are the challenges to electing Democratic candidates in some of these races? What are you running up against?
Money is the biggest answer to that question. The Republican Party typically is much better funded, and you know, the fossil fuel industry, which is probably the largest, most lucrative industry on earth, has a fair amount of money to put into races and elections and has done so repeatedly over time. But what we found is that a simple message of caring about people in a community and caring about the air that sustains them, the water that they drink, and the land and parks that they have available to them can overcome pretty large sums of money. And that the average voters are, in this moment especially, caring about public health and caring about making that better. I mean, Pennsylvania has some of the worst air quality on earth, certainly one of the top worst in the nation. That's especially true in Allegheny County and a few other places in the state. And that means a lot more deaths from COVID. Air pollution makes your lungs weaker, gives you things like asthma and other conditions that can make COVID much worse. So these candidates who want to clean things up are really speaking to what voters are caring about at the moment.
You address this a little bit, but how does President Trump's environmental record in the presidential campaign impact your efforts to elect more Democrats in Pennsylvania?
You know, Pennsylvania being the center of the universe for this presidential election is having a lot of impact down ballot. I would say in Allegheny County, in places like Bucks County and Chester County, we're seeing massive shifts in the Republican Party of people who are voting against President Trump for environmental reasons, for a number of other reasons. And that has put a number of sort of traditionally Republican state house and Senate seats in play really for the first time. So there are opportunities in places where there were never opportunities before to take someone with a 0% voting record and replace them with someone who's going to care about our environment.
0% voting record on environmental issues.
Conservation voters, with some of our partners, issues the Pennsylvania Environmental Scorecard, where we track how legislators vote. And so when I say 0%, I mean they have voted against all of the, or voted for all of the bad legislation and against any good legislation.
There are Green Party candidates running for state representative in several races. They have progressive environmental positions. Does your organization ever endorse Green Party candidates, or are you doing so in this election cycle?
So we haven't. In general, you know, I am glad there is a Green Party. I'm glad they're pushing hard. But you know, evidence of the last several hundred years would suggest that this is really a two-party country and that a Green Party candidate doesn't have much chance to win. So we encourage them for doing what they're doing. We encourage them for pushing these issues. But we haven't seen one that we thought had a chance to win that we could get behind. But we're always looking. We're always looking for Republicans to support as well. Party doesn't matter to us. What matters to us is that you care about the air and the water, you care about fighting climate change, and you're going to do something about it.
What are you hoping could be accomplished legislatively or policy-wise with the democratically controlled General Assembly in Pennsylvania?
First, I'm just excited to stop the attacks. In the last 2 months, in the middle of this crisis, the legislature has voted to prevent the Department of Environmental Protection from doing anything to deal with climate change. They voted to give $670 million to some of the world's largest corporations.
You mean oil companies, oil and gas companies?
Yeah. What they haven't done is do anything to protect anybody's health. So first, we got to stop the bleeding. Second, we need major investments in open space. Open space is more important than ever as more people are trapped at home. Our state parks and forests, our local parks, these are places that have become much more important in 2020 than even they were before. And our polling sort of backs that up with massive numbers of people wanting to see that and saying that that should be one of the last things that gets cut in the state budget as our legislators are determining that over the next couple of months. We want to fund clean energy and create a renewable energy standard that provides incentives that levels the playing field so that solar and wind have the same opportunities and the same kind of economic incentives that existing sources of energy do. We've got centuries worth of problems in this state. Legacies of a lot of pollution, and we want to get started cleaning those up.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Josh McNeil is Executive Director of Conservation Voters of PA, an independent affiliate of the National League of Conservation Voters. There's a link to their environmental scorecard at alleghenyfront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.